This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
President Trump leveled with the American people yesterday, so did the chief of staff. There is no way to contain the COVID-19 virus. It is a cold virus. There is no cure, but of course there are treatments, and yes, there are preventatives, vitamin C, D, zinc, and other compounds that are vital that your body absolutely must have to live. But CNN, MSNBC, ABC all said that he is capitulating and he's running up the white flag, that he's surrendering. The headline shouted out at CNN, because he's not going along with Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN with their stated goal of eradicating it, where not one person on earth ever has COVID-19. So they've released a synthetic, genetically engineered cold virus that has incredible gain of function. It does spread very well, but it only kills people that are extremely ill, who have comorbidities, things like diabetes, cancer, heart disease, normally overweight, and extremely old, who do not have enough, again, of the critical, vital, essential nutrients. And so Trump is really taking the bull by the horns. He's tried to end the lockdown. He's tried to end the hysteria. He's tried to pacify members of the public that are still in a hysteria like Chicken Little. But we have to reach out to these people and explain to them the real statistics and the numbers, and explain to them that masks are a symbol of their slavery. And now the UN is coming out, and so is Fauci, and saying, we're not just going to stay shut down for 10 years. Bill Gates said 10 years 2 weeks ago. Now it's forever. Those articles are all up at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, because it's the medical system globally seizing power, creating a problem to which there will never be a solution. They're saying, we can never have people die of the cold again. I predicted this 8 months ago. Now they're saying, well, we got a lockdown for the flu, too. It kills just as many. So you see, they're now saying that basically until there's a cure for something that they'll never be able to do, we can't leave our houses without special passes and authorization from them. Because powerful elites throughout history always follow the same patterns once they become corrupt. They want the power to lock down the general public and have control, because even with all their wealth, they still don't feel superior to the general public. They're very, very envious. So they want to exercise that raw power. It's about global government. It's about global tracking. It's about cashless society. It's about the Great Reset. And it's about surveilling everything you do while at the same time starving the third world in mass. This is really a good thing that Trump is doing. He's coming out and saying the lockdown has already starved millions worldwide, which is true. He's coming out exposing the entire false globalist paradigm and taking it on head on. This is what must happen. That's why he said, oh, we'll have a vaccine soon, because Gates wanted to keep us closed for, quote, 2 years until he got a vaccine, because he knows that for 2 years you'll be totally habituated and trained to wear the mask, to be contact traced, and to have all the apps on your phone. And then, big brother, the social credit score is in total control. So with 7 days out from the election, Trump has knocked it out of the park once again, and his leadership is critical, so pray for him and spread the science and the facts to everyone you know about this reality, and don't let big tech censor you, because the truth will set us free. Back to Owen Schroer in the live broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, saluting you all.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas, and sitting in the chair for Alex Jones today, I'm Owen Schroer. Gerald Celente is going to be joining us to host the fourth hour. I'll be back then hosting the War Room, and Harrison Smith hosting the 2020 election countdown that airs weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. Busy, busy days here at the InfoWars World Headquarters. No days off for this crew, long days, but we're in it to win it, ladies and gentlemen, just like President Trump, who is live right now in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's been an incredible rally. One of the most excited crowds we've ever seen. I mean, loud, rambunctious, I mean, screaming. President Trump sometimes just like steps away from the podium, just like, all right, like you're shouting, you're screaming, let's have a good time. So we'll have some of that. We'll have more from Alex Jones and, of course, the latest breaking political developments and the latest breaking on the COVID hoax. America's waking up to it, though. That's the good news. And a landslide for President Trump is inevitable, except for only one thing. election spiel that they're engaged in massively right now in Pennsylvania. But President Trump even called that out at his rally today.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We could only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low on a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Final countdown. 1 week from Election Day. The most important election in world history, perhaps, is 7 days away. And America is storming back from the depths. The American people are roaring back from their slumber. And President Trump is on the stump representing us. Every day, three times a day, having rallies. I believe he said he wants to have 5 in one day coming up before the election. 5 in one day. 3 times in Pennsylvania today, which is going to be key, folks, because here's the deal. The Democrats know their only hope is complete theft. They also know they don't have to do a complete theft of every election, just a few select areas and a few select states. Pennsylvania and Florida are their prime targets. They got caught red-handed in Minnesota. They may have to back off that with Ilhan Omar's campaign and people. We got to watch out for Michigan with that corrupt Governor Whitmer. She belongs in jail. We're going to have to watch out for Pennsylvania and Philadelphia specifically with their corrupt Governor Tom Wolf, who President Trump was lambasting today during his rally to raucous applause in Allentown, Pennsylvania, his first of 3 stops in Pennsylvania today, which is significant because former President Barack Obama had 3 events in Pennsylvania last week. Nobody showed up, folks. I mean, literally 100 people combined total for 3 Obama rallies. Biden had a rally in Pennsylvania, no turnout. Harris had an event in Pennsylvania, no turnout. Trump will have 3 events today, with over 100,000 people showing up in total. President Trump is trying to take control of the fake pandemic. Everything is moving in his favor at this point, except, of course, the fake news, the scum of Fauci and Gates, and all the Democrats that want to keep the country locked down forever. That's their plan, folks. They want to keep it locked down forever. And so we'll have more of those developments and what Trump is doing right now to win the COVID hoax, fake pandemic battle. And there are some interesting developments. People in news who are just neutral, who kind of fell for the COVID thing, are now doing their own research and saying, huh, what happened to the flu numbers? There are no flu numbers. COVID is now the flu. Huh. What happened to 15 days to slow the spread? Almost a year later, nope. You have to stay locked down forever until you get a vaccine because that's freedom. Well, no, it's not. And then you have former CDC directors coming out who have already pled guilty to sex abuse now telling us that you never get to go back to normal and wear a mask forever. Of course, Trump wants to end it all. He wants to reopen. He doesn't want the mask. He doesn't want the lockdown. He wants none of it. And he's coming out more and more on that. And that's why the media is attacking him, saying, oh, he's bowing down to COVID. Oh, he's giving up. No, he's being real about it. and telling you to give up on your fake pandemic, you to give up on your forced vaccines, you to give up on the economic collapse. But here's how you know they're angry that President Donald Trump isn't going along in its enclosure, just fully going along with the COVID pandemic, because he's saying no cases are up because the testing is up. So now you have reports, and of course they force this to trend number one on all social media, with the New York Times and The Hill and the USA Today. Increased testing does not explain the rise in COVID-19 cases in the U.S., New York Times and USA Today report. Really? Really? Business Insider. With the election 8 days away, Trump lies about why coronavirus rates are hitting record highs and calls the media losers for covering the surging pandemic. So it's not testing, even though it is testing. And COVID-19 is extremely deadly, even though it's 99% survival rate. So think about it. It's a 99.9% survival rate. It's a 99.9% chance you won't even get it or notice you have it. But it doesn't matter. And now that the facts are coming out, they're just attacking Trump, saying, oh, no, Trump's bad. It's not because of testing. You need to be afraid, and you need to wear that mask forever, and you need to stay locked down forever. Because Fauci said so, and Bill Gates said so, two men who belong in jail. And the former director of the CDC, who's also a sex abuser, says so. Isn't that nice? No. I don't think we have to listen to these creeps. And now, ladies and gentlemen, more is coming out on the Bidens, and it's disgusting. We're talking about drug abuse, sex abuse, incest. We're talking about drug abuse and sex abuse with minors involved. And it's only going to get worse, folks. It's only going to get worse. And the fact that the Bidens, well, Joe Biden did put a lid on his campaign till Election Day. I think there's like two planned events right now, one for Biden tomorrow and then one for Harris. Harris is going to be coming to Texas on Friday. We'll be monitoring that. Believe that. But he's done running. He's done campaigning. Yeah, misspoke in his last TV interview. He can barely even open his eyes at this point. He's halfway to hell. And he thinks he's running against George Bush. So Biden's done. He has no political life. It'll be Harris the day he gets in. And everybody knows it. But he has no chance of winning except for the Democrats' deal. And the media is all over covering up what's going on inside the Biden crime family with the illegal payouts. Biden being compromised by at least 10 different foreign countries. The drug abuse, the sex abuse, the minors, the incest, all of it, folks. It's all coming out. And it's so, I keep using this analogy, but it's the perfect analogy. The Infinity Gauntlet is the glove or whatever it is from the movie, the Marvel movie, Avengers, and it's like, I guess, the all-powerful hand thing, and it's called the Infinity Gauntlet. And it's like telling people about the Infinity Gauntlet your whole life, warning them about it, and now it's just sitting right there on your desk. It's just right there. It's like, look at what the Bidens are into. Millions of cash payouts from China and Russia and Ukraine and Romania and Iraq and Kazakhstan. I mean, the list goes on. A Borat's home country of Kazakhstan, Biden's making deals. Unbelievable. And all of their October surprises flopped. The 500 kids separated from their parents turned into the Democrats think wild coyotes are bringing people across the border. Rudy Giuliani hits on 15-year-old girl in Borat movie. No, even the people that have seen the movie said, no, that's not even true at all. He's lying. So flop, flop. What was the other one that they flopped on? I can't even remember. It was such an in and out at this point. They had some other one just totally flopped. So all they have now, folks, is total election theft. And President Trump is taking the gloves off right now against the Biden crime family. And he's slowly, slowly, slow rolling it out, getting the people behind him that the COVID hoax is over. We're turning the corner after the election. They won't care. They'll reopen. And that's why the media is panicked that Trump isn't telling people to live in fear, that Trump isn't telling people they're going to die from COVID, that Trump isn't telling people it's the worst spread ever, that Trump isn't telling people it's the worst pandemic and everybody needs to hide forever and be scared. They hate it. Trump is saying, it's okay. You don't need to live in fear. You don't need to wear the mask. We need to reopen. We need to get back to normal. We have a vaccine if we want it. We have therapeutics that some would call a cure. And the corrupt establishment absolutely hates it. See, it used to be Republicans and Democrats would go along with these hoaxes together. And Trump did a little bit, but he knew in the long run he'd have to turn against this giant fraud. He knew it. And now you have doctors, international coalitions, national coalitions, all kinds of doctors saying, look, there is no pandemic. There is no COVID-19 pandemic. There is no spread. There is no deadly virus. We are being lied to. And it's time to prosecute those that lied to us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's just say that. So here is President Trump, though. We jump into the live one of three rallies in Pennsylvania today for President Trump.
His name is Lou Barletta. And Lou Barletta is strongly against taking the statues of Christopher Columbus down.
Right, this is a raucous crowd, guys.
Lou's not a big fan of that, right? A congressional candidate who is supposed to be fantastic and a star, Lisa Scheller.
Folks, President Trump announced this rally less than 24 hours ago. There's tens of thousands of people that couldn't even get in.
Campaign chair.
They had to find a trucking company's parking lot to have the event in because the governor, Democrat governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, shut everything down.
Looks good. Looks good. Looks very good. Harder to judge because, you know, you go in so late, but it's looking good. The places where they're casting and where they're casting their vote, that's not any more polling, you sort of know. They are really looking good. Bernie, you got to win. You don't win, I'll fire you so fast, you have no idea. I especially want to recognize the incredible truckers for Trump who are here tonight. Truckers.
I'm telling you, man, these rallies, Trump is not lying. These rallies are getting bigger and more ruckus than ever.
The truckers for Trump, they're incredible people, actually. I don't know how they do it. Those are long hours driving down those highways, huh? That's long. That's not easy. And we got him some pretty good legislation that other people wouldn't get him because they just don't do those things, but... we got him some pretty good legislation, so thank you very much, fellas. We appreciate it. And the women and the men. Under my leadership, we achieved the most secure border in United States history. My opponent's insane immigration plan would eliminate U.S. borders entirely by implementing nationwide catch and release. They want to have catch. You know what catch and release is? You catch them. They're a murderer, they're a rapist, and you release them. You know where you release them? Into our country. Then Biden, at the debate, he said, no, it's okay, because they come back for court. Nobody comes back. They don't come back. They don't. No, I ended catch and release. I didn't like catching a murderer and releasing him. No, that wasn't. We keep him out. We're keeping him out. You can come into our country, but you have to come in legally, and you have to come in through merit. His plan would also make every community into a sanctuary city for violent criminals.
Trump somebody is such like a throwback, your governor, man. Tom Wolf. These events are such a throwback.
You got to speak to him about
he's
this.
In
you can't
huge,
do this kind of stuff.
It's a huge rally. It's like in a tiny party lot. They got like
the
bleachers
Biden-Harris
stacked
plan
on top
would also
of bleachers.
Increase refugees coming into
it's like
our
the old,
if you
watch like WWE in the 90s, like the crowd was like involved in the show. That's how it is. Like you can hear the crowd on the mic. Trump responds
Bernie.
To the crowd.
That's crazy, Bernie. They pledge to terminate all national security travel bans, opening the floodgates to radical Islamic terrorism. No, thank you. If you don't mind, Joe, no, thank you. You saw what happened a few days ago in Paris, right? You saw that horrible attack. I'm keeping the terrorists, jihadists, and violent extremists the hell out of our country. Is that okay? Do the truckers agree? Do the truckers agree? I think so. I think I have the truckers' vote. That's nice. By the way, Nice trucks. You think I could hop into one of them and drive it away? I'd love to just drive the hell out of here. Just get the hell out of this. I had such a good life. My life was great. And then I said, let's do this, darling. This will be a lot of fun. But you know what? I'm so happy with it because nobody has ever done so much in the first 3.5 years. No administration. We invested $2.5 trillion with a T, trillion dollars. See, now Biden would say 2.5 million, 2.5 thousand. Thank you. And I love you too. Thank you. I guess that's why we're all doing it together, right? When you get right down to it. We have a great country. We have to save our country. Most important election. But we invested $2.5 trillion in the U.S. military. And we saved a thing called the Philadelphia.
In Pennsylvania, they still claim as of today. I mean, who knows? You know, polls, whatever. It's all fake. But
we saved the Philadelphia.
They say, oh, Biden's ahead of 5 points in Pennsylvania.
VA accountability. Nobody said it was possible.
That's pull Trump down for a second.
And we just got
so I'm not competing with Trump here. They say, oh, Biden's ahead 5 points in Pennsylvania. 5 points, 5 points, they say. Biden has had 5 rallies in Pennsylvania in the last week, and you couldn't even get a crowd of 100 people combined. This is Trump's first event of 3 in Pennsylvania today. By the way, he was in Erie last week. 50,000 people showed up. But this is his first event of 3 today. There'll be another 100,000 people turnout total. I mean, legitimately, how far ahead is Trump? And imagine if you didn't have the fake news, which Trump said, I think it was kind of like, it's one of those things where it's just so simple, but it's like so, it just hammers the point home so purely. The fake news media is blocking us out. Why do these people hate Trump? Because the fake news told them to. Why do these people hate whatever? Why are they out in the streets? Why do they believe this? Why do they believe that? Because of the fake news. Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. Why are they wearing a mask? Fake news. Why do they think there's a pandemic? Fake news. Why do they think Trump is a racist? Fake news. Why do they think America's racist? Fake news. Why do they think George Floyd died from an officer choking him? Fake news. Why do they think Breonna Taylor was an innocent saint murdered by police? Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. There it is. Every time. Fake news. Who's hiding the Hunter Biden laptops? Fake news. FBI Chris Wray. Fake government. So it's just incredible, and Trump is taking all of them on. Let's go back. We've got 60 seconds left of this segment. Let's finish off with President Trump here.
But we want him to do well, but it'll be the first call. I said, we don't want to negotiate. They got to see what happens because they dream also. China dreams. Every country's dreaming about it. Germany. You know, there was a poll that Barack Hussein Obama is more popular in Germany than I am. But I agree with that. If I win those polls, then I'm not doing my job, right? You know, when you think about it. No, they rip us. Everybody rips us. I recognize the true capital of Israel and open the American embassy in Jerusalem. That was promised for decades and decades by every single president running for office promised that, and nobody did it but me. Instead of I'm the only one. Instead of never-ending wars, we are forging peace in the Middle East. 3 countries, and they're lined up. They're lined up. So beautiful to see. No blood in the sand.
Yeah, no media coverage of that either. No media coverage of that either. The same liberal media, the same leftist progressive that said they wanted to end all the wars, the same Democrat politicians that wanted to end all the wars. Where are they now? They're silent. They're silent.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12, taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You know, it really is incredible. It's incredibly sick, though. As I was talking in the break with some of the crew here, can you imagine? I mean, that's the joke, though. It's like, I don't even want to say it, but I mean, I could go around saying, oh my gosh, I could go out to these leftist cities or whatever. Did you see President Trump inappropriately showering with his daughter Ivanka? Oh my gosh, it's sick. And they'd be like, oh wow, I didn't know that. What a pervert. Lock him up. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. My bad. That was Joe Biden and his daughter. My bad, though. And his granddaughter, too. That's my bad. Sorry, though. But same applies, right? I mean, lock him up. He's bad, right? Oh, no. Not creepy Uncle Joe. But wait a second. You said it was Trump and Ivanka, and then, but now Joe, it's okay. With the crack pipes and the little kids and the incest and all of that. Okay. All right. Fine then. We'll just have to have more come out. We'll involve other Democrats and others getting money from China and members of the media and other daughters. And it's fine. You want to see more of it? Fine. It'll all come out. But, you know, it's all the fake news. Here's another example.
It's so sick. Oh, the fake news is so sick and their minions are so deranged. The Purge of Providence, meetup, location, and time to be determined, not a peaceful protest. That's this weekend. So the Democrats are just deciding to go full-on terrorists. They already were, but now they're admitting it. And I'm trying to get more info on this, but I can't imagine it's anything other than the Rhode Island riots that have been going on for a week now. Why? Because a man on a motorcycle was running from police, ran into a retaining wall, and landed in a coma, and then the fake news said he got hit by police officers, even though the video evidence clearly shows the man ran his bike into the wall, no contact with police whatsoever. But don't let that get in the way of a good Democrat riot. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good Democrat riot. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good Democrat fake news hit job. That's what these people do. They are sick. They are sick. Man, I'll tell you. Yeah, it is the Rhode Island deal. Literally over an event. It's every time George Floyd died a police officer. Nope, drug overdose. Mike Brown. Innocent. Shot by police. No, charging the police officer, tried to steal his gun. Also battered and robbed a convenience store, which is state of Missouri law, can be met with deadly force. Well, hands up, don't shoot, never even happened. Obama said so. Doesn't matter. Seriously. I know there's a bunch of independent journalists that listen to this. You guys should go out. I mean, maybe we should do this too, but we're just on air all the time, working 7 days a week. But, I mean, maybe we should send somebody out and go say, hey, did you see text messages? So diaries show that Donald Trump was inappropriately showering with Ivanka, and you know the oh, he's the worst. He's a child molester, pedophile. Let's just kill him at the stake. And then say, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I misread my notes. That's Biden. I'm sorry. That was Biden in the emails. That was Biden in the diary, showering with his daughters and granddaughters and inappropriate touching and everything. That was Biden. But same applies, right? You know, send him to jail. He's a pedophile. Oh, no, it's okay now. Got it. And that's how sick these people are. All right, I want to go back to President Trump's first of three rallies in Pennsylvania. We'll be covering these all day on band.video, 2020electioncenter.com, part of the InfoWars live transmissions. And so it's just so important for us to realize and hammer this information home that President Trump in Pennsylvania for three events today had 100,000 people show up. Five events for Biden, three featuring Obama, one Harris, one Biden. Last week, couldn't even draw 100 people. And the polls are lying about Pennsylvania. The polls are just fake. I mean, they're literally fake. And that's what's so frustrating is you have John Roberts on Fox News. Well, the polls say Biden's ahead here, and the polls say Biden's ahead here. I don't know, Trump can win here. Look at the polls. The polls are fake, bro. You've been on TV for 30 years, and you're still so stupid. You've been looking at fake polls for 30 years, and you still can't see it. Wow. That shows how pathetic the news media in this country has become, folks. In fact, it's like this. I've been doing political media, current events, politics for not even 10 years. Not even 10 years. Switched out of sports to politics about 7 years ago. So not even 10 years. And a little low life from St. Louis like me over here at the most banned networks in the world. Knows more about news and current events than John Roberts, who's been a top analyst, top Fox News pundit for three decades. And he doesn't even get that the polls are fake. He doesn't even get that that's a fake pandemic. Or maybe he does. Or maybe he does. Let's go back to President Trump live in Pennsylvania, first of three events today.
Working. We are going to keep on fighting. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together with the incredible people of Pennsylvania, we have made America powerful again, our military. We have made America wealthy again, our stock market. Your 401ks, let's keep them up there. Don't throw them away in 2 years and you'll say, The president told, the previous president told me that was going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Your 401ks are hitting records. Does anybody have a 401k? We have made America strong again. We have made America proud again. We have made America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Go and vote. Thank you.
All right, cue it up. Cue up the Trump dance. Cue it up. Cue up the massive energy, the massive crowd. They go crazy for the Trump dance. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so another massive rally for President Trump. I mean, this is just incredible. We are taking this country back, ladies and gentlemen. And the mainstream media, I mean, how sick are these people in the mainstream media? That they don't even want you to be a part of this. They don't want you to see that it's going on. They lie about it. They want to try to snuff it out. You know there's no righteousness, no morals involved in these people. There's a party happening in Allentown, Pennsylvania at a truck plant right now. And the governor tried to shut it down. What a loser. Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat governor of Pennsylvania, a loser, shuts down their state. Trump talked about it earlier in his event, how they tried to cancel this event. They didn't even want Trump to have a rally, so they had to go find a truck plant to give their parking lot to Trump for a rally. Because you can't do it at airports and all this stuff. Can't do it at venues because the Democrats have them all shut down. These are sick people, man. I mean, God save us from these demons. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to get into some of this news. We've got more Trump rallies coming up. I've got video clips, news. We'll probably open up the phone lines. There'll probably be breaking news before we sign off of the Jones Show. Gerald Celente will host the fourth hour, and then I'll take over on the War Room. But, folks, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday and October sales are still going, and we've just added a couple new discounts to this. So Black Friday and October features up to 60% off some of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Triple Patriot points with every order and free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. But here are some of the top-selling, top-rated supplements that are 50% off right now. Vitamin B12, Ultra 12, Brain Force Plus, our final run ever of that. Ultimate Krill Oil, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Knockout, Sleep Aid, Turbo Force. These are all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus more. Vitamin Mineral Fusion just went to 25% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget the t-shirts, the air filters, the water filters, the hats. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what makes everything we do here possible. We cannot thank you enough.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You know, I'm kind of at a loss right now. Just at all the different news, trying to figure out what to cover, what's the most important, and I just really need to focus in and hone in on one thing at a time. But the active measures daily that Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Google and Apple and the rest of them are taking to stop this American restoration, to stop President Trump from winning re-election, it's criminal, folks. It's criminal. And they're doing it every damn day. And so this notification is now coming up on your Twitter when you log in, it says. And by the way, see, this is how active it is. Trump literally just addressed this at his rally, and they already have their push notifications ready to go. And so Twitter now releases this push notification. When you log in, it says, you might encounter misleading information about voting by mail. Election experts confirm. Oh, election experts. They don't, you know, mention who, but election experts, they say. Election experts confirm that voting by mail is safe and secure, says Twitter, even with an increase in mail-in ballots. No, not an increase. That's never happened before. It's not an increase. That's the first time ever. Even so, you might encounter unconfirmed claims, like your claim that it's safe and effective that's unconfirmed because we've never had it before. No, no. Unconfirmed claims that voting by mail leads to election fraud ahead of the 2020 U.S. election. So this is how quick they're on it, folks. Twitter's not even a social media company anymore. Twitter is literally an anti-Trump company now. So Trump today, yeah, there it is right there. I'm telling you, as soon as you log in. So Trump today at his first rally of three in Pennsylvania, Biden won't even come out of the basement. He can't even have a bowl of cereal. Trump says the mail-in ballots are a disaster. He calls out the cheating, the tapping, and Pennsylvania. You know, look, I don't know what's going on, if it's by osmosis, but Trump's rallies are sounding more like InfoWars broadcasts every day. And it's just the truth. So I'm not saying he's stealing our talking points or maybe information's getting to him. It's just the truth. But he gets it. He knows. Pennsylvania's their number one target, folks. Trump knows it. Trump knows Pennsylvania is their number one target for theft, plus Florida. But I think Florida is going to be such an overwhelming victory, they're done there anyway. But they think they can steal Pennsylvania with the mail-in ballots and the fraud in Philadelphia. So Trump called that out about an hour ago in his rally. He said, they're using the mail-in ballots. That's never been done before. This is ripe for disaster. They're stealing it in Philadelphia right now. He said it right then. And so Twitter magically, within the hour, has the push notification going to your phone saying, no, mail-in voting is safe and secure. We've confirmed it with our election experts. Don't hear unconfirmed claims otherwise, even though their claims are unconfirmed. And we've never done mail-in voting like this before. And we've seen people get 8 ballots, ballots for their dead grandparents, ballots for people who haven't lived in these houses for 10 years, ballots for animals and cats and pets and fish. But Oh, yeah, and then if Trump puts out a tweet, they'll say, no, it's not right. Trump puts up a video, they say, no, it's not right. Somebody shows you CDC statistics on COVID, they block it. You put out the Hunter Biden emails, you put out the images, they block it. I mean, Twitter, Facebook, and Google are not social media companies. They are anti-American, anti-Trump companies whose number one mission right now is to keep Trump from getting reelected. That is number one. Number one at Facebook every day. Don't let Trump get reelected. Number one at Twitter every day. Don't let Trump get reelected. Number one at Apple and Google and YouTube and everything else in between. Do not let Trump get reelected. We must defeat Trump. We must lie to the American people. We must cover up the facts from the American people. We must confuse and trick and deceive the American people. That's what Facebook and Twitter and Google and the rest are. And we knew it right here first at InfoWars. And that's why they banned us first. And that's why they banned us first. They did the measurements. Imagine. They talk about finding patient zero for COVID. Please give me a break. But you know what? They did find patient zero for freedom and free press, folks. They did find patient zero for spreading the Trump phenomenon. And you know who that patient zero was, don't you? Mm-hmm. You're tuned into it right now. It's called InfoWars. It's called The Alex Jones Show. It's called David Knight. It's called Owen Schroyer. It's called this crew right in here. It's called this audience right here, listening right now. Your patient zero of freedom. Your ground zero of freedom. This is Trump ground zero right here. That's why they came for us first. That's why they came for you next. And that's why they're coming for anybody else who dare stand up for Trump and who dare have the courage and fortitude to report the truth in the midst of all of the internet censorship and sabotage that's going on. It's really incredible. So, yeah, and there's, of course, the New York Post story from after banning us, so big tech saying, yo, don't worry about big tech, it's fine. They just banned Alex Jones and InfoWars. No big deal, no big deal. Well, I guess life comes at you fast there. And I'm not even to rub salt in the wound of the New York Post or like, you know, call them out. It's just like, see how it works? You can have the biggest story of all time, and big tech will make sure that nobody ever sees it. And that's how they want the future to be, folks. So they can fake pandemics, which is what they're doing right now. And you know what? I'm going to get more into that coming up on the other side. What do I want to do here? Let's look. Let's just go ahead to Kamala Harris in clip 6 just real quick. Because Joe Biden is hiding in the basement.
He doesn't know if he's running for Senate or what. He thinks he's running against George Bush. He's confused that multiple times. He literally can't even campaign. And now it's even Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris on a hot mic doesn't know where she is. Listen to this. Okay, well, that's all right, guys, hold on. We'll get it all figured out here. All right, are we ready to go? Let's go to Kamala Harris not knowing where she is. Are we in Cleveland?
In Cleveland!
She doesn't even know.
It's Kamala!
Look at this goofball in a mask. Are we in Cleveland?
Cleveland?
Yeah. How do you? How, she doesn't even know where she is. She's getting the Biden fever. The Biden forgetsies. The Biden forgetsies. Oops, where am I? And she's got like a double mask thing happening too there. These people are nuts. These people are nuts. Speaking of the mask, let's take a look at clip one here. Where in Nashville, Tennessee, folks, I warned you, it's a great Republican stronghold, but the Democrats are coming in hard on Nashville. Nashville's going to be the next Austin, Texas at the rate it's going. Watch the Nashville police arrest a woman who's standing outside. They believe she was targeted because she had a Trump shirt on. I'm surprised by that. Trump's very popular in Nashville, but not wearing a mask, sitting outside, gets arrested by police. Look at this.
You guys, you should be ashamed of yourself. What the f-? They're singling out a Trump supporter.
So this lady gets arrested without a mask. Meanwhile, guys, roll. Let's go to clip four here before the break, real quick. Roll this. So police officers sitting in their car and they get attacked.
And the male with camo is throwing rocks at us.
Just sitting in their vehicle, they get attacked by these guys with lacrosse sticks and baseball bats.
And who's throwing rocks?
And they try to break into the car. They throw rocks at the windshield, beating it with bats and stuff. And the cops do nothing. Now, granted, I followed up on this. These individuals did end up getting arrested when backup arrived. But just imagine that. You're standing outside doing nothing, minding your own business. A whole team of officers comes to arrest you. But if you're in New York City or L.A. and you're a cop sitting in your car, a whole mob of anti-cop leftists are going to come and try to murder you, and you can't even do your job. Think about that, folks. That's how lost we are. That's how far we've fallen. That's ridiculous, man. And now, if you're an officer, you get fired for supporting Trump. So we've got that story coming up. NYPD suspends cop who blared Trump 2020 from a cop car. So, I mean, it's just clown world out here.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.